Welcome to the Trade Secrets Podcast, hosted by Damon Piatek, President and CEO of Welke Customs Brokers USA. Damon is a licensed U.S. customs broker and certified customs specialist with more than 18 years' experience in the import-export customs, transportation, and logistics sectors. Each month, Trade Secrets will bring you guests in the industry to provide their insights on timely trade issues to give you an advantage in international trade. So now, let's talk trade.
Welcome to the podcast. Damon Piatek here, Welke Custom Brokers USA. We wanted to put out some information out there because we're getting a lot of questions on the importation of personal protective equipment. And PPEs do fall under the definition of medical devices when they're being used in certain facets, certain facilities, and for certain reasons. So we wanted to kind of, first of all, give you the definition of what a medical device is and what FDA has jurisdiction over, to just kind of give you some insight into why these PPEs fall under medical devices and why it's so important to follow the regulations, even the relaxed regulations under the emergency use authorization that the FDA has put out there. So FDA is going to look at a number of different factors when they're going to determine whether your product is a medical device or not. One of them is how it's labeled, and is it labeled for the healthcare professional? The number two is the item labeled for use in a healthcare facility or healthcare environment? And number three is, does the item include any drugs, biologics, or antimicrobials or antivirals? So the FDA is going to look for intended use in the cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of a disease. And that's why really these PPEs fall under that definition of a medical device and need a 510K number under normal circumstances to be imported into the United States. So let me just say here, if your product has already been imported previously, there's a 510K number, which is a device listing for a medical product with the FDA on file. The product is registered under that number. The facility that manufactures it registered with the FDA, and the importer is registered. All those guidelines are still being followed. So you're okay if it's already registered. The product's registered, manufacturer's registered, and you're imported. So nothing's going to change for anybody that's already been doing this process. That's the good news. Secondly, we're gonna tell you a little bit about the new guidelines under the emergency use authorization. So medical use respirators, we're going to talk a little bit about face masks, face shield, and respirators. So medical use respirators that are cleared under a 510K number and manufactured in a registered U.S. FDA facility may enter the United States as they normally would. That we've already discussed that. Now, disposable surgical N95 masks / respirators that are approved by the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health to meet N95 standards are 510K exempt. So these masks require labeling, facility registration, product listing, and U.S. agency requirements to sell them as medical devices. So if you've brought these in for non-medical purposes and you want to sell them for medical purposes, you still have to contact the FDA and make sure you can do that. So we're going to talk a little bit about respirators eligible under the emergency use authorization. Now, these are filtering facepiece respirators that we're talking about. So the disposable FFRs that have been designed and validated to meet a given performance standard that are non-NIOSH, which is the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, respirators eligible for authorization under the EAU are from Australia, Brazil, Europe, Japan, South Korea, and Mexico, because they have similar standards to the NIOSH. Now, again, let me read those countries. Australia, Brazil, Europe, Japan, South Korea, and Mexico. So we're going to look at those performance standards. So if they're from one of those countries, and they meet the performance standards of that country, and they have that filtering facepiece respirator, you're going to be able to apply for authorization with the FDA under the emergency use authorization. And I stress that, apply for authorization. you still have to go to the FDA. Also, if they have, if these disposable face masks have marking authorizations in one of the following jurisdictions, which is European CE marking, the Australian Register of Therapeutic Goods certification, Health Canada licensing, and Japan Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices, they will also be considered under the emergency use authorization. So you also want to make sure that you get that. So when I talked about those standards, you have to submit a request to FDA to get authorization to import those, even though they don't have a 510K number. Now, outside of those countries, and I'm going to say them again, Australia, Brazil, Europe, Japan, South Korea, and Mexico, or meet those standards in those countries, are China. And this is where we're getting a lot of questions. I'm even getting emails myself in my personal email from manufacturers in China. Hey, help us import our masks. We have dozens of masks. We have thousands of masks. Please help us import them. So China imports, first of all, if we look at that specifically in that country specifically, anything for medical use respirators that currently have a 510K number, and I know I'm repeating myself here, that are manufactured in a registered US FDA facility, they may enter the United States as normal. Now, again, we're not necessarily worried about the importation in the United States of these, but you may run into some restrictions with the Chinese government on authorization to export those. So remember, the COVID pandemic is all across the world, so they may be restricting a little bit of the export of those products. So masks approved by the NI, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, that are made from China, they may be eligible, too, for the EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization, but you have to qualify for that. Other imports of disposable non- National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health approved registered respirators manufactured in China, if it meets one of the following criteria or authorization under a separate China-specific EAU, so it's manufactured by an entity that holds one or more NIOSH approvals for other models. Two, it has a regulatory authorization under jurisdiction other than China that can be used to authenticate and verify by the USDA. And number three, it demonstrates acceptable performance and applicable testing standards. So if we're non-NIOSH from China, you have to go through those three requirements. So really what we want to do is we want to prevent importing face masks that are, one, counterfeit, that are, two, that don't work. So even though they're easing restrictions on the importation of these masks, there's still requirements and you're still going to want to contact FDA. Now, there's two ways to contact FDA that they've published out there. The first one is an email address, and then you're going to look at COVID-19 FDA import inquiries at fda.hhs.gov. Now, let me say that again. COVID-19 FDA import inquiries at fda.hhs.gov. Or you can contact them by phone at 301-796-0356. Again, that phone number is area code 301-796-0356. And here at Welke, we are offering free consulting advice on the importation of PPEs to help everybody get through this issue. Again, we're trying to make sure that the imported products are safe, and if you've never done it before, please feel free to give us a call. Our phone number is area code 716-995-2900. You may have a hard time getting through the FDA, but we can put you in contact with one of our licensed customs brokers, and they can help you through this issue. And again, we're still going to need the FDA approval. We're still going to need FDA, but we've been getting so many questions about this. We wanted to put out some information out there. Even though there is an emergency use authorization from the FDA, there still are requirements that have to be met to import products. So be careful. We want to make sure that if you haven't imported face masks or PPEs previously, that you're doing it correctly and you're not making a poor investment. But again, also our goal here is to make sure that we help maintain public safety and that we help eliminate the import of counterfeit or non-working items. So again, feel free to give us a call, 716-995-2900, if you're inquiring about importing face masks. And you can also email me directly, Damon, D-A-M-O-N, at Welke, W-E-L-K-E, USA.com. And thank you for listening. On another note, we are in our final stages of production of our USMCA online seminar. So this is going to be the first one that we're trying. So very excited about that. But that's coming in the next few days. So look out for that. I will publish that also. And thank you for listening.
This has been Trade Secrets, the podcast hosted by Damon Piatek, President and CEO of Welke Customs Brokers USA. Thank you for listening.